Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number 2 for the month of March. City Manager Nate Schneider, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Rich?
Doing good, sir.
Good.
You know, I scared the living you-know-what out of Mr. Jared Mielenkamp this morning because I said, Nate called and he's not coming. It's just you by yourself this morning.
He would have been just fine.
I said, no, you know he didn't.
Jared would have been just fine.
I told him that. I said, you would have done just great.
He would have.
You're a talking machine, man. You're a talking machine.
Yep.
Yeah. How you doing, Jared?
I'm doing great.
Good. But you heard that forecast.
Yeah. We're getting every season in a week.
It happens. Month of March.
Yeah. Yep.
Kyle and those guys. I'm sure you guys are already talking about it, aren't you?
Yeah, they're gearing up again. you know, I guess the good thing is whatever we get, it's going to melt fairly quickly. Yeah. So that part's pretty good. But, yeah, those high winds. Just this time of the year, March just makes me nervous. I think of that fire that we had in March of 2018 and those high winds, and it just seems like March is just the most brutal month that we have to deal with. So hopefully we get some precipitation. I'd rather it be rain, but hopefully it's a manageable storm. So we'll see. And the crazy thing is, I think on Thursday it's supposed to warm right back up.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's not going to last very long.
Yeah, my daughter's supposed to have a tennis meet on Friday. So it's just such a weird deal. This time of the year, you just don't know what to expect. But
scrimmage on Friday, right?
No, they're supposed to be playing.
Tuesday was the first.
Well, they added a doubles tournament up.
That's
in North
right,
Platte.
North yeah. Platte. That's right.
Yeah,
and so about that.
Yeah, so I don't know what the weather. I think the Thursday forecast is 60s, and I think it's supposed to drop back down a little bit on Friday.
And chance of rain Friday too.
So. Yeah. So there may or may not be anything. Who knows? It's March,
all those coaches are so used to trying to get their calendars out. Okay, let's move it to here.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, let's move it to here. So it happens.
I think that's exactly what the coaches are doing right now.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. Anything, announcements, and recognitions?
Yeah, we have a special council meeting on noon, March 24th. We're going to go over our procurement policy for the RCRP grants. Needs to be done by March 31st.
Right.
And that's just for the sports recuration.
Yeah, it'll
leads
be
into that. Okay.
Yeah, it's for all the recreational projects that we have going on. Ballpark, Barnett Park, and Kelly Park, the inclusive playground. So in order to get those funds, we got to have that policy in place.
All right, what date? What you said about that?
March 24th at noon.
Okay, so a week from this Thursday.
No, Monday.
Monday.
I'm looking at April. Sorry. Yeah. March. Yeah. There we go. Week from Monday. Sorry about that. On the 24th. Anything else? Announcements, recognitions?
We have planning commission meetings. And there's, what, three of those?
We're going to do one on March 31st. That's kind of out of the ordinary as far as the timing. Usually we do that the second Monday of the month. But because of all the things we have going on with the sports complex, the 31st is when we're going to have our first planning commission meeting, and then we'll roll it over into April as well, too.
You had a presentation, annual financial and cash flow update by the Water Utility and Sewer Utility Funds.
Yeah, we had Matt Stoffel come and talk to us. We usually see him on virtual meetings, but this time he came in person, which was great, and you get a kind of better sense of what's going on with that. But he's a utility financials for PFN. He's been doing that for over 20 years. PFM has been doing that for us. And so they basically just audit our financials for wastewater and our water treatment plant, and they go over basically what we need to do financially to keep up with maintenance and make sure we can, you know, pay all of our expenditures and everything else and make sure our rates are where they need to be so we can function properly. And so we don't want to get behind the ball. We had a big increase. I can't remember it, like probably 3-4 years ago. 3 years ago, yeah. I think. We did like 14%. Most of the time we're at 7, 5, 7, sometimes 8%. But he talked a lot about, you know, we need to, the reasons why we do this is we don't want to have a 25-30% increase all at one time. That really, you know, that's a big hit. So we just got to keep these things, make sure we're making enough money to keep it going and seeing where we can, you know, we have a lot of water projects coming up here, which is great, but we need to be able to pay for those. So it helps, obviously, when we go to, if we're going to take on some more debt, having these audits, we can show, you know, that we're viable to to, you know, we're bankable at that point. So
pretty important. This guy is a pretty important guy, isn't he?
Very important. Yeah. going forward, and they give us analysis on what we need to be looking at for our rate increases for both water treatment and our wastewater. And you know, last year we didn't sell as much water, so we need to figure out, you know, if we don't sell as much water, we're not making as much money as well. So we have to figure out those different things, and they kind of give us here's our, I think, what did he say, 62 million cubic feet to 80?
Yeah, I think we guesstimated 70, and I think we were at 67, or a little less than 67. So he dropped our estimate down to 67 this upcoming year.
So yeah. So, you know, we're trying to be conservative on that. So then we don't, maybe if we do sell more, we don't have to make rate increases like we would. So. And then everything wears out, pumps and all that other mm-hmm. stuff. And so you got to keep on maintenance and then labor costs as well. So there's a lot that goes into that, and they kind of break it down in a simple manner for us to be able to comprehend.
Pretty good presentation then.
Yeah.
Definitely. Where's this guy out of?
Des Moines.
Des Moines?
Yeah, so he was just traveling through. Mm-hmm. He was heading to Colorado for another meeting, and he'd never been in McCook. So he said, you know, I'm driving through. I'll just go ahead and I'll stop in for the council meeting. Which was great. It was fantastic to see him. He definitely knows his stuff, and he's been with us for a long time. He obviously is getting a lot thrown at him right now with the wastewater treatment plant project and the needs over at the water treatment plant. And so he's doing a good job of trying to forecast what we need to do so that way we don't have those huge jumps like Jared said, and hopefully we can keep that interest rate a little lower as well, too. The less we have to borrow, the better it's going to be for us in the long term. So,
consent agenda. You had a bunch of items on the consent agenda. Anything pulled for discussion?
Nothing.
Most of them were right-of-way permits, so we had a ton of right-of-way permits. And so I don't know how many we had. I think it's the record that I've seen. I don't know if I've ever seen that many right-of-way permits in the past, but I think that it is probably the right-of-way permit record for the city of McCook.
Great Plains Communications, underground fiber.
Yep. Yes.
It's
yeah.
just increasing our fiber, and it's not – so fiber is interesting because, you know, the poles that we have are old or whatever. They can't really take any more cables on them, so a lot of the stuff that we have to do is going underneath. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure these permits are – qualified by the council, I guess. You know, we should have something in there that we can say, you know, if this is something.
Mm-hmm. You know. We know where everything is at. That's right. The big thing, because everything's getting pretty full underneath our yep. streets and our right-of-way, and so we need to know where everything is at. So that's the main reason why we do it, making sure that we're not getting too much stuff, you know, in the yep. same spot. And we don't want people digging where there's fiber or lines and not accounting for it and then having issues after the fact. So we have everybody bring in permits, and we try to work with people as best we can. Kyle and Pat are in charge of them, and they do a great job. Our guys help with locates, so on the utility side and the public work side, they do locates, trying to make sure that everything is going into a spot that's not going to create a whole lot of complications for us. So, but there's... people don't quite understand right-of-ways. It always blows my mind when I talk to people about right-of-ways and the lack of understanding. The city owns a certain amount of property from the center of the street to both sides of the street. That's all right-of-way, and sometimes it's going to be on a person's terrace, which they might assume is theirs, but it's actually the city of McCook, but it's their obligation to take care of it. So it gets complicated at times, but you know, we do our best to try to make sure that we've got everything manageable. Sometimes we have to tell people, no, it's not going to work because of the location. You know, there's just so much saturation with respect to other utilities. You know, they have to go somewhere else, but we try to work with people as best we can. And Great Plains is a great partner to work with. They always do a good job of keeping us informed, so we appreciate that.
I see Chamber of Commerce and some of their summertime activities, along with the folks at Wagner, starting to get the yep. those streets available for those activities.
Yep. Yeah, so the cruising on the bricks and chamber activities, yeah, those are all starting to ramp up. So
yeah, I think we're talking about June 28th is kind of what we're looking at as far as a date. I know my wife has been hard at work trying to get everything ready to go, and I know Chris and the boys are doing a lot of work too, and I saw Ashley and Trish there last night, and so a lot of things coming down the pipe. They were just going through the permitting process to make sure that they had everything blocked off, and safe space saved for that evening. So there'll be the car show, the cruising evening. There's going to be a band downtown. It's just going to be a fun night. So hopefully a lot of people are in town to come and hang out and enjoy the fun time.
That date will be here sooner than later. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, let's get the regular agenda from last night. And ordinance authorizing the issuance and sale of municipal improvement bond anticipation notes in one or more series with the city of McCook, not to exceed $16 million.
That's a mouthful. So we had some technical difficulties last night. Paul Grieger, he's our bond underwriter. He works with D.A. Davidson. And for whatever reason, our Zoom connection was not working. Yeah. And so we spent a little bit of time trying to get that hammered out. We had to call poor Tracy Berkey back into the office last night to help us get everything broadcasted. So we had to kind of change the order of a couple of things in order to keep the flow of the meeting going, but we got there. So Paul just got on the Zoom call with us and basically went through the ordinance that's going to allow for us to go ahead and issue bond anticipation notes for the sports complex project. That number is a not-to-exceed number of $16 million, which is supported by the half-cent sales tax. Obviously, that $16 million number is going to be high. It's not going to be $16 million. I think it's going to support probably $9 million is kind of the guesstimate that we have right now. But you put that not-to-exceed number in there just to give you wiggle room if there is that chance that there is going to be more revenue from that half-cent sales tax that can be devoted to that bond. So we kind of monitor that. You know, Paul had said we're going to kind of watch and see. You know, we're watching interest rates. This isn't going to actually happen. The sale won't happen probably until late summer, but the ordinance has to be in place for us to go ahead and proceed with that. And there are a lot of things that we have to do between now and then. You know, we have to make sure that we get all the proper documentation ready to go so that way anybody that might be interested can see, okay, these are the bonds that are going to get issued. You know, and then also we need to go through our ratings. You know, we go to Moody's, we get a rating, so that way we have a good package to sell. You know, and McCook is a very economically stable town. We're conservative, and so we're always very attractive for investors because they know that we're good making sure that we get the investments that they have paid back. And so, but for us to do this project, it was always planned when we were doing the election in 2022 that half cent was going to be used for two different projects. It was going to be used for a sports complex project and the swimming pool. The swimming pool already had an issue. That would have occurred back in 2023. There's enough money to go ahead and support this as well, too. And that was kind of what we looked at in the design that we used when we were trying to price this out back in 2022 when we were trying to figure out exactly the best way to do both projects. So this is the first step on the ban issuance, and bond anticipation notes are different than bonds themselves. They're usually shorter term debt obligations. What we would do is we would use that for immediate liquidity, and then we would issue bonds at a later date to go ahead and pay those off. And so 20 years is the term that we're looking at for all the debt obligations that would be issued. But from our perspective, you know, we think that we're sitting in pretty good position right now and looking forward to getting this project up and going. We're getting closer and closer all the time. So it's an exciting time.
So it's to be brought back on the next one?
No, it was suspended. Yeah, the three readings were suspended, so that way they could get going on this. So,
update regarding the sports complex project.
Yeah, Nate updated us on the sports complex. We talked a little bit about the procurement policy that we're going to have a special meeting on that we need for the grants and things. We also talked about cooperative purchasing and the different bidding policies that we kind of need to go over on those. We also had we need to get estimates from Miller and Associates for infrastructure. And I think we need to sign off on the contract.
A services contract. And that'll probably be on the 24th special meeting as well, too, to help us with the infrastructure associated with this project.
Yep. And then we talked about our plats and how we're going to go about, I think it's the April 4th meeting for the final plat. Is that correct? Or
It'll be March 31st. For the Planning Commission meeting, that'll be when they get the preliminary plat, and the council then can approve the preliminary plat at the April 7th meeting. And then a portion of the land will be brought back to the Planning Commission on the 14th for a final plat, and then the council will be given that final plat on the 21st. There's a lot of moving parts, yeah, just trying to get everything together.
I was trying to write as fast as I could.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have the benefit of – yeah, yeah. Poor Jared, yeah. I saw him because he sits next to me in the council chambers, and I saw he was writing really fast. and I'm just thinking to myself, well, yeah, I have the benefit of living this every single day. So poor Jared, he's just trying to figure all this out. So it's hammered into my brain. So he does a pretty good job just trying to keep up with what we're saying there on the spot. So
I need to record it. So
you need to get a recorder on your phone.
I know. I do have one. I almost did it last night. But like,
he said that. He said that afterwards.
I got real cocky. And I was like, ah, I'll get it. You know. And then it was just plat, 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 final plat, initial plat, plat. Yeah. So
never hurts. Never hurts that having a baby rolling. That's for sure.
So yeah, and then we talked about getting those commercial spaces to help pay for the project as well. So if we can get those sold, that's going to help a ton with that. And then that'll also increase our tax and property tax base, which, you know, is what we've been trying to do from day one when I came on council. That was, you know, the biggest issue. We need to increase our tax base. So hopefully that, you know, helps McCook grow. And, you know, and then we also talked a little bit about fundraising and the sports feasibility study.
Mammoth has a fundraising arm, and we just met with them last week. I was really impressed with them. They're going to give us a strategy moving forward, which is great. In addition to the grants, we want to make sure that we exercise all of the options that are out there. So we've been working on grants like crazy. We were just working on the Doherty grant with Jessica Bortner last Thursday. I've lost track of my days. And she comes into our office and she just has a pile of papers, and we just sit down and we go through them together, just trying to make sure that we get the correct information to her so that way she can get all those submitted for us. Just so many moving parts and different pieces to the puzzle, and we're just trying to make sure that we get everything fit together so that way we're ready to go here in the near future. So
not only do they design it, they build it. But
They can. So their contract is just for the design phase. Yeah. That's what we're kind of looking at with the procurement policy. We have a co-op purchasing policy, and they are a co-op purchasing company. They have to operate through a there are a couple of different intermediaries. Sourcewell is the one that we're used to, but Aqualis. There are some others that are out there. And so we're checking with the DED to see if that is an option to use our co-op purchasing policy to bring Mammoth in to not just do the design, but also to do the build out. If we can do that, it would make a lot of sense because the one hand's going to know what the other one is doing. They're talking to each other constantly. Plus, it's our hope that that's going to bring costs down. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, if we can't do that, then we'll bid it out or probably, you know, go through the same RFQ, RFP process that we went through with the design selection, and then also similar to what we did with the swimming pool. But we're checking with the ED because that $1.5 million RCRP grant, it's contingent upon making sure that we do everything the right way. And so we're talking with an attorney to kind of help us out with this, making sure that we're not doing anything outside the scope of what we're supposed to do. Because the last thing we want to do is not be able to take advantage of that $1.5 million grant. So that's and like Jared said, it's got to be – all this has got to be done by March 31st. So no time crunch or anything like that. But we're just making sure. I was talking to other town city administrators to see what they had for policies, because it's 2 CFR 200-318-312, whatever it is. But everybody's kind of got different things, and that statute changes on a regular basis. And so we just need to make sure that we've got the right language in there to allow us to do it. And if we can't do it, we'll go through the other process, but we're going to do it the right way no matter what we do.
Next up, you had a number of ordinances kind of wrap things up the agenda. City of McCook Code of Ordinances, purchasing regulations first.
I don't even remember this one.
this one was the one where, so there's a state statute.
Oh, right,
says,
the $50,000. Yeah. Ours was at $30,000. We're now harmonize it with the state statute. Yep.
Yeah.
You can
buy equipment is really what we were talking about, yeah, up to the amount of $50,000 without taking it to bid, which would be helpful for us at times. And most towns have already made that change to the $50,000. But we had it $30,000, which corresponded to a different portion of the statutes that said if you're doing any public improvements over $30,000, you've got to get bids.
And this doesn't include public improvements.
Right. These aren't public improvements. And so we were looking at Kearney, and Kearney told us, yeah, this is what we do. And we're like, well, that makes perfect sense. So that's what we brought to the council, and it passed on the first reading last night. There'll be two more.
All right. And that deals – that's – and then we move on. Another ordinance dealing with the owned real estate, personal property?
Yep. And that's just basically we can give land to qualifying economic development organizations. So in this case, the McCook EDC is going to do workforce housing for us, and we need to make sure we have that in there, that for specific purposes we can give land away for economic development purposes. So that's basically what that one is. That was on its second reading, so we'll have our third reading next council meeting.
It was kind of cool yesterday. I didn't get a chance to talk about this last night, but we met with Joe Johnson, just talking about housing. We got a chance to take a look at those houses just north of the copper mill that are finishing up. Those are those TIF houses that started about this time last year, and really, really, really nicely done. And I know that Joe is looking at maybe trying to do additional houses somewhat similar to that. But we're really trying to come up with ways to add more housing to the housing stock here in town. So between this project, trying to figure out a way to get the EDC involved so that way they can bring in low to moderate income housing, which I know that Joe Johnson's group also is involved with that. So they, I think, might be interested in doing that. Or TIFing houses, which you couldn't do up until here recently. Workforce housing, which... it's kind of a weird definition because these houses were $300,000, but that qualifies as workforce housing according to the state, or the market rate housing, or trying to come up with, you know, multifamily housing projects. Part of what we're doing at the Walters property is trying to come up with a way to put in more housing. Mm-hmm. You know, North Point, all these different projects, they're all kind of coming to head. The duplexes on the reservation. There's a lot of work that's going into this, and trying to come up with solutions to address those problems. It takes time, but we're really starting to see some progress being made. I hope people get a chance to drive around and look at all the projects and say, yeah, there are some cool things going on.
Last two ordinances dealing with the swimming pool.
Yeah, swimming pool. This one isn't the rates, though, is it?
The first one was just to allow for us to establish the rates, second one was for the rates, yeah.
So we have to make an ordinance to allow us to make rates.
So now we can put it into the book, because we couldn't put it into the book beforehand, but now we can put it into the book. So now we know what our rates are going to be. But
yep.
Over the years, listening to you guys talk on the wording to try to do something, you have to have an ordinance to do that thing and an ordinance to do that thing to do that thing. It's like okay.
Yeah, it's
that's
insane.
Just the way it works, yep. Right? Yeah. That's the way it
that's
works.
The state statutes, exactly. And stuff that we have to follow and different things like that, it makes it very complex. But something you think would be easy, it just turns into a little bit of a task.
Yeah. So. You know, you just want to say, okay, this is what we're gonna charge, but you can't just say this is what we're gonna charge. You gotta go through the proper process. But I think, I don't know, I didn't have a lot of people say anything to me about the swimming pool. I think the majority of people said that the rates sounded like they were pretty reasonable.
So we talked about that last time you were here. The rates, season passes, family passes, babysitter passes or something
and
like
grandma,
that. And grandma. And grandma, grandparents.
Yeah.
Babysitter slash grandma.
There you go.
Yeah.
Grandma pass.
There you go.
I'm all over that one. So,
is Grandma Linda okay with going on the grandma pass?
I'm even gonna buy her grandma pass.
Some grandmas don't want to be known as grandmas, so they don't picture themselves as grandmas.
She doesn't want to.
Maybe
be
not
known
the term.
She doesn't want to be known as babysitter. So
yeah, right. True. Grandma's better than baby. Well, I shouldn't say that because there's some.
We call her Nana. I can trust Nana pass.
But no matter what, she's going to get a pass at the pool this summer, right?
She is, yep. Yeah. I'm sure. So she can go pick up the boys and take them there. And
there you go.
So, yeah, I think it's great. A little bit of a discounted rate to have the grandma pass there. And we're going to get a family membership and a grandma pass, and we should be set.
And so. These are on the – we got one more reading after this, right?
Yep.
Yeah, one more reading for both of those. So, yeah, we're bringing ordinances fast to the council, and they're doing a good job of kind of discerning what needs to be discerned and getting everything through. So lots of progress being made.
We are already to council comments. Anything last night?
No, we didn't have anything.
Nothing last night. Can you believe March is over?
It's getting darn close for us.
Almost,
yeah, you're
almost,
right. Yeah, because it's a 5-Monday month, which is good, so I can get some stuff done. But
right.
Before you know it, we're going to be hitting April and May, state track season, and all that good stuff. So,
and don't forget about your tennis. If you forget about tennis, you're going to be
yelling at. Well, I don't forget about tennis, but I also love track. So
right.
Both of them I love. So
my son has his first ever soccer game this Saturday.
Oh, really? Ooh. The YMCA soccer games begin.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to see how this goes. I'm sure he's going to just be looking up in the air.
No, he's going to get there and be Pele all over again.
Well, practices
bicycle kicks everywhere.
There you go.
Practices haven't gone the best.
Are you coaching?
No. Hannah Nothingle's coaching. And
She's got patience. That's good.
She's got great patience.
What grade?
Well, he's 5, so pre-K.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fun to watch. Get those little kids out there and run around and just.
I think it's 5 and 6-year-olds.
Yeah,
it's like one giant amoeba moving around wherever the ball is.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't keep themselves spread out. You just got one amoeba that moves around the field together. And some kids are at the front, the aggressive kids, they're kicking at the ball.
Right.
And the ones that aren't as aggressive, they're sitting in the back. And I always chuckle because my girls were always sitting in the back because they didn't want to have to kick the ball. So I was like, get in the middle. Nope, they wouldn't. But they move with the crowd whenever the ball moved from point A to point B. So
I'm just hoping my kid doesn't, like, shove somebody or something.
No. He doesn't have a violent bone in his body.
He's kind of aggressive at times.
My favorite was watching Luke Curl because he was so much bigger than everybody else. The kids would just bounce off of him as he was going down the field with the soccer ball. So
now when it comes to t-ball season, baseball season, Jared being a big-time baseball guy, that's where it's going to get dads in the crowd going, you threw a fastball, and I think you should have went with a curveball, son. I know this is only Cubs, but you got to learn the pitches.
I don't know. I don't know if Adler is going to be – we joke. He's going to be like a choir band kid, you know. And I don't know much about that, so, but I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I just don't know anything about it.
A lot
it,
of
so.
Talented kids do that.
So,
no question about
he
it.
He seems like he's going to be going down that path, which is great. So, because he's not really that interested in any ball or playing catch. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, we try to work with him on the soccer, and he's just like, he loves superheroes. He's going to be probably into comic books and stuff like that, so. It's going to be interesting to see, but he really loves that. He's got a great imagination, things like that.
You're blanking. It's going to be six. They're going to be 16 before you know it, Jared. So
I know,
yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it.
I know.
It goes by fast.
It really does. Next meeting is going to be on April the 7th.
Next council meeting, next regular meeting
right.
will be on April the 7th. The special meeting will be on the 24th.
That's
noon.
Right. Forgot about the 24th special meeting. And then the regular on the 7th.
And then a strange planning commission meeting date. It'll be March 31st,
okay.
which I don't think I've ever had a planning commission meeting on fifth Monday, but we're going to have to do it this month. So.
Realize April 7th is the night of the national championship game of college
We
basketball.
Always have, yeah.
Trying to get that really
fast. They don't time it very well sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But
you'll be out by 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll be able to get out there and watch it. So hopefully I've got a team that's still in at that point.
That's the case. Will you have anybody to watch afterwards?
Yeah, let's hope.
You bet. Senior Manager Nate Schneider, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rich.
Councilman Jared Mielenkamp, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure to talk to you, Rich.